UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, celebrates its 48th anniversary in 2016. Stay with us to find out more about some of the corporation's most recent achievements on today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers. Since its establishment on March 21, 1968, the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has continued to strengthen its capacity to fulfill its mandate of making development happen for Jamaica. In recent years, the corporation has employed several strategies to make this vision a reality. These include restoring its financial capabilities, strengthening its governance structures, and realigning its organizational structure. Under the appointment of a new board chaired by Senator K.D. Knight, the UDC has engaged in an aggressive divestment strategy where assets were sold and non-performing or underperforming assets leased. Most recently, the corporation leased the Ideal Warehouse and the Downtown Kingston Transport Center.
There were a number of assets that were not performing, and it was a policy that we proceed to divest them. And 75% of the net proceeds were held for further capital development, while 25% was used for recurring expense.
General Manager UDC Desmond Malcolm. In 2012-2013, the UDC facilitated the construction of approximately 250 houses as part of the Caymanas Estate Development Plan through the sale of lands to New Era Developments. It also completed construction of the Falmouth Police Station.
We are certainly proud of our achievement over the past few years. In St. Anne, for instance, we rehabilitated Otero Square. And designed by the UDC and by collaboration between UDC, Port Authority of Jamaica, and the Tourism Enhancement Fund, we were successful in rehabilitating that old Otero Square into a modern facility.
Achievements continued in 2014. Among them is the Sabina Park Light Project, which saw the installation of four lighting towers to illuminate the Sabina Park cricket field, the completion and handover of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center to the Institute of Jamaica, and the installation of the new electronic ticketing system at Duns River Falls and Park.
We improved the management, we also improved the offering, and were able to raise our intake from those assets and properties by about 10%.
The corporation has also recently completed phase one of the Festival Marketplace and Food Bazaar, which forms part of the downtown redevelopment plan.
We plan to also use adjoining land to complete the Festival Marketplace, which consists of apartments and other commercial activities. We continue to ensure that planned and orderly development occurs when and where it was needed in Jamaica within the framework of the national priority.
And to build on these achievements, the UDC will seek to complete the Caymanas Pipeline project, for which a contract was signed on April 28, 2015, and complete the rehabilitation of the old Naval Hospital in Port Royal.
The Caymanas Pipeline project is very important because what it will do, it will allow us to be able to provide sewage services in Caymanas. It means that we can now proceed to have development in Caymanas in keeping with the NEPA guidelines for development in the area.
General Manager UDC Desmond Malcolm. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that since 1968, the UDC has effectively transformed Jamaica's most viable urban centers and strategic rural towns whilst preserving the natural environment, traditions and customs, and spurring economic development? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.